Yeah, I've never ran multiple antennas in series. I always had, like, my old house before we moved here, I had a Nelson NFED. It was just a 133-foot or whatever. NFED half-wave, worked literally the entire world with it, all 50 states with a 7300, and absolutely loved that thing. But the baling was up, like, 25 feet coming out of the house because it was a bungalow. So it was I had a dead chimney that I had the coax come out of, and that's where the baling hooked up. So it was already up, you know, 25, 30 feet to start. And then it sloped upwards into a old maple tree about 95 feet that I'd use a drone to get it in there. So that thing just killed it. And then we moved here. Not a tree in sight. Well, I had some trees, but the dumb farmer cut them down. So I put up a Rhone mast, put a tri-band UHF VHF 6-meter up there, which is what I'm talking on now, or the repeater's talking on now. And before I put it up, I put a pulley and some rope so I can hoist an NFED up and down or any wire antenna. But I got to set the time out here, sorry. But the problem is I don't have anywhere to slope upwards, so I got to slope down, which isn't a huge deal, but it doesn't work as good as the other one did.
It's hard to substitute altitude, that's for sure, especially when you have so many things around that interfere with your antenna, like all the fencing, the house wiring, gutters, telephone pole wires, all that stuff. The better you can get it up, the better. So, I was poking around online. I don't think it might have been DX Engineering. I found another, like, 46-foot aluminum push-up mast. I've been kind of looking at that. Tracked down another 510 HNA because it was a really good antenna for me. But I can't seem to find a legit Carolina Wyndham. There was a company called Radio Works that used to make them for years and years. And, man, I had that thing up there over 20 years, and it worked great. But I guess they went out of business or something. And buying antennas anymore, boy, you really got to be careful to figure out who the parent company is. And I found out that the hard way, because a couple of years ago I purchased a Chris-Craft HF base antenna. It was supposed to be a 6 through 20. I don't remember. It was MV7 or some crap. I can't remember the number now. But come to find out after I bought it and tried to start putting it together is that MFJ had bought out Cushcraft, which explained a lot because the antenna was garbage. And it cost me $450 when I put the thing up, and it performs about as good as a wet noodle. I was so pissed. WYDM.